way over here, so come over here.
Oh.
Oh. You guys doing all right? Well, there you are. How'd your hair get wet? Come on down here, everybody. Listen. I want to talk to you about two things this morning, okay? We're going to talk about two ordinances. Now, I didn't know what in the world. I mean, Baptists have all my life heard we only do two ordinances. Well, I didn't know what an ordinance was, to be real honest. I mean, I know the city gives an ordinance, but I really didn't know what it meant when it came to the church. And so there's two ordinances that Jesus said we are supposed to do until He comes back. Two. The first one you just saw, this young man got baptized. Now, what does the word baptized mean? It means dunk, immerse. And see, this young man at camp came and told me that he wanted Jesus to save him, and we talked about that, and he's been thinking about it for a while. And so the first step was for him to invite Jesus into his heart to forgive him of his sins. That makes him a Christian. So what is baptism? Why do we dunk him? Well, he preached his first sermon today. You see, Jesus said in Matthew 28, we're supposed to make disciples, and the first thing he said to do was to baptize them. And when you get baptized, what you're saying, when Colton walked down into the water, it was a picture of him being the old man before Jesus, okay, came into his heart. When we put him under the water, it's a picture of him dying to his sin. When he comes up out of the water, it's a picture of new life. Now, that baptism does not save. You know what it does? It tells other people that he's saved. And it is very important, but I always want you to understand it does not save you. But if you've accepted Jesus, you need to be baptized, dunked. Okay? Get that? Number one ordinance. Second ordinance. In just a little bit, the second thing Jesus said that we're supposed to do till he comes back for us is the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is for those who know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And it's kind of like a time where we call a time out to make sure we understand what it's all about. And what it's all about for us as Christians is that we believe that Jesus lived in His body, died on the tree, shed His blood in order that we can have forgiveness. Now, the bread and the juice is symbolic. It's to remind us. It's to remind us of Jesus who lived and died and was resurrected from the dead. And so we ask that until you're a Christian, you don't take the Lord's Supper because you really don't, when you're old enough, you can do it. And so, like Colton today, it would be a good thing for him to do this because he is now part of the family. But those are the two things that Jesus told us to do until he comes back. And some of you haven't been baptized, and that's okay. I want you to keep learning about Jesus. And when you're old enough to understand it, then that's when you do it. And the Lord's Supper, when you're old enough to understand it, it's when you remember what he did for you. Two very important things that you need to remember, okay? Baptism and Lord's Supper. Let's pray. Lord, I thank for these kids. May they understand how important it is to know you, because really both of these ordinances are about knowing you. And I thank you for Colton, and I thank you for his willingness to tell others this morning about what already happened in his heart. We just ask that you would bless us as we worship. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.